This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. And on this New Year's Eve morning, as we leave 2010, can you even remember Y2K? That scare over what computers around the world would do when the calendar flipped to the aughts does sound like a long time ago. So we're going to take the next few minutes to remind you how much has happened since the turn of the century. Not a definitive collection, just a handful of memorable moments since the year 2000.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, happy 2000!
Dire predictions of terrorist attacks or paralyzing computer failures are, so far, unrealized.
Vice President Gore has retracted a concession telephone call he made earlier tonight to George W. Bush. The 2000 presidential race is still undecided.
While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it. And tonight, I offer my concession.
If you're just joining us, the World Trade Center in New York City, in Lower Manhattan, was hit by airplanes today, two of them.
The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people...
So tonight I announced the creation of a cabinet-level position reporting directly to me, the Office of Homeland Security.
Dear Mr. Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
iPod is this amazing digital device that fits in your pocket. It carries over 1,000 songs, so now you can take your entire music library with you wherever you go.
Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option. Not in a post-September 11th world.
Coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war.
A giant banner proclaimed mission accomplished.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. The United States and our allies have prevailed.
I will not rest until California is a competitive job-creating machine.
A single Holstein cow has tested positive for BSE, what is widely known as mad cow disease.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
Justin Timberlake, the pop star, ripped a piece of Janet Jackson's clothing, thus exposing her breast. A wardrobe malfunction.
Women married women, and men married men. And because of a decision of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court.
Thousands of mourners are gathered at Washington's National Cathedral for the funeral of Ronald Reagan, the 40th President of the United States.
I have never used steroids, period.
I have not heard a report of thousands of people in the convention center who don't have food and water.
They've been there since the hurricane. There's no food. There's absolutely no water. There's no medical treatment. There's no police and no security. And there are two dead bodies lying on the ground and in a wheelchair beside the convention center.
Our colleague Melissa Block was in Chengdu earlier today recording an interview when the earthquake struck.
What's going on? The whole building is shaking. The whole building is shaking. Oh, my goodness. We're in the middle of an earthquake?
The difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
Financial markets are tumbling today as investors try to deal with extraordinary...
Lehman Brothers had some enormous investments in subprime mortgages. When Lehman Brothers went, it was like pulling the plug out of the sink.
In this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
This is the cause of my life, that we will guarantee that every American, north, south, east, west, young, old, will have decent, quality health care as a fundamental right and not a privilege.
We need medical supplies. We need heavy equipment to help the people in Haiti.
We are responsible
not for the accident, but we are responsible for the oil and for dealing with it and cleaning the situation up.
The droning, blaring, endless buzzing sound that has defined the World Cup of 2010 is the previously unknown but now infamous vuvuzela.
One after another, Chilean miners are rising to the surface and breathing fresh air for the first time in more than 2 months.
Those were among the most memorable sounds we heard over the last decade.